Thanks for sharing your story with us, Elaine.
I'm happy to do so.
Tell me a little bit about what happened. Somebody gained access to your bank account through email, right?
Right, yeah. It happened through actually a rather typical hacking exercise where a personal friend's email has been hacked and a message gets sent out that somehow catches your attention enough to make you open the email and actually open the attachment, which is where they then get into your email account. And then, you know, if you have kept all of your email, as I had, they have, you know, access to a great deal of information about your personal life.
And how did you find out that this had happened?
Well, I found out because on January 14, I got a phone call from a man who was a financial advisor for my husband and me down in Wausau, asking me how I wanted, and he named a very large sum of money, how I wanted that cut. Did I want a check or did I want a bank transfer? And I was very puzzled because I didn't know that I had asked for any such thing or any such sum of money. So from there, I called my husband, and he said he was concerned about a credit union account that we have in Virginia. He checked it online and discovered that tens of thousands of dollars had been taken out of that credit union account in the previous couple of days.
Wow. What was your reaction? Like, what was the first thing that you did in this situation?
I mean, I was, of course, stunned. So I called the credit union immediately in Virginia. And then they advised me very carefully on steps that I needed to take immediately to protect myself. So they advised me, for instance, to go online and have my name flagged for credit requests. Of course, I immediately changed my password and my email account and notified friends. The day after this happened, I did call the Oneida County Sheriff's Department, and they sent out a deputy who took a report, and they are still handling the case. They've sent subsequently also gone to the FBI. The case isn't closed. It's still being worked on.
Right. And so when this kind of thing happens, when somebody steals your identity, how do you know when the ordeal is over? I mean, it sounds like it wasn't just one day of making phone calls.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. Emotionally, I think you're always waiting for the other foot to drop. You think, well, this has happened. Now something else is also going to happen. And then mostly, I have actually talked about it with a lot of friends so that they know.
And it sounds like you were able to get back what was taken from you in terms
right.
of the actual money.
Yeah, in terms of the actual money, it was a federally insured credit union, and they reimbursed my account.
Do you have any advice for people other than, you know, don't put your bank account information in an email?
Right. I think any kind of financial information really probably shouldn't be given in an email. I think we've all learned from the Target episode that, you know, the big companies that we thought we could trust our financial identities to, we can't. So I just think we have to be a lot more careful, whether that means making more payments the old-fashioned way by check or, you know, by cash even.
Does it make you less trustworthy of electronic, you know, bill pays and those kind of things?
Yeah. Well, and most of us, we really pay most of our bills online, right? But I don't think it's a good idea to store a credit card with a company. I know a lot of people store it with maybe Amazon, or maybe that's not such a good idea.
Well, thanks so much, Elaine,
for
sharing this with us.
Yeah, my pleasure.